Hello and welcome to the Golf Betting Show. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. The 2015 Masters is only 16 days away, and it's undoubtedly the focus of golfers around the planet right now. Two tournaments this week: the Valero Texas Open on the PGA Tour, and also the Trophée Hassan II on the European Tour. That's played in Agadir in Morocco. Now, it's worth recognizing that as of Sunday, the top 50 in the world, i.e., top 50, if you are in the top 50 in the world rankings and haven't already been invited to Augusta, you will be. And that's the key. It really is a key statistic. Top 50 in the world rankings as of Sunday will also be invited into the Masters field. Worth recognizing. Naturally, of course, on the PGA Tour, the winner this week at TPC San Antonio, but also the winner next week at the Golf Club of Houston, also get invited to the Masters. Okay, let me take you, we've got 10 minutes as ever, let me take you through this week's output. Okay, Paul Williams has covered the Trophy Hassan d'Or, as you would expect, on the European Tour. I will take you through the top 10 of his published predictor model. Don't forget, Golf Betting System or Golf Betting Tips into your search engine of choice on your tablet or on your PC or mobile, and you will find us. Now, our predictor model's free of charge. We've also got loads of statistics and, of course, two betting previews each week for the European Tour and the PGA Tour. And don't forget, Golf Betting System group on Facebook. You can come there and join the fun. We run the Punters League on on our Facebook group, which basically gives away £25 of free bets with Paddy Power each week. And also, we have a fantastic majors competition right now, again sponsored by Bet365. All we need to know is your four nominated players for the four major championships. They have to be different players. You can't use the same player more than once. So you can enter that via Twitter or via our Facebook group or via email. All of the details are at Golf Betting System. So just check any of our betting previews this week and you will find a link to our competition rules page. Top 10 of our predictor model. Don't forget, you can, of course, pull your own bespoke or tailor-made predictor together. But Paul Williams finds the following 10 players very noteworthy, okay? 10, Gary Stow, 45-1 with Bet365. 9 is Richard Bland, 125-1 with Coral. 8, Paul Waring, 40-1 with Paddy Power. 7 is Jaco van Zyl at 28-1 with Stan James. 6, Andy Sullivan, 22-1 with Paddy Power. He's certainly one who is really focused. He could grab himself a master spot this week. 5, Wade Ormsby, 40-1 with Bet365. 4 is Marcel CM, another Augusta contender this week. If he can qualify, 25-1 with Coral. 3, George Coetzee, again in exactly the same boat. If he can get the job done or finish very, very high up, could potentially be playing Augusta in a fortnight, 16-1 with Betfred. 2 is David Horsey, 28-1 with Sky Bet. And number one, the defending champion, Alejandro Canizares, 35-1 with Stan Jones. So top five, Canizares, Horsey, Coetzee, Marcel CM, Wade Ormsby. Okay, let me take you through Paul's actual selections. And as ever, as is Paul's wont, he sticks very closely to the predictor output. He's gone 1.5 points each way, 35-1 with Bet365. Alejandro Canizares is the defending champion. Next up, David Horsey, 1.5 points each way, 28-1 with Betway. Then we've got Gregory Bordy, 1.5 points each way, 33-1 with Betfred. Gary Stow is next up, a point each way, 50-1 with BetVictor. So BetVictor now 50-1 rather than Bet365 or 45-1. And finally, if you're looking for a little bit of outsider action, Paul fancies Mikael Lundberg, the Swede, 0.5 point each way at 250-1 with Betway. So Lundberg, Gary Stow, Gregory Bordy, David Horsey, and Alejandro Canizares. Those are the five players that Paul is tipping up in his Trophy Hassan Dur betting preview at Golf Betting System. Of course, lots and lots of information about the course, the designer, the kind of trends you need to be looking out for when you're selecting your players this week at Golf Betting System. Paul Williams' in-depth review. Okay, across to the PGA Tour. I'll quickly take you through the top 10 of my published predictor. Interesting to note, Paddy Power have gone six places each way this week. Okay, Jordan Spieth, 8-1 with Betfred. 9 is Jim Furyk, 20-1 with Bet365. 8 is Brandon Steele, 45-1 with Paddy Power. 7, Zach Johnson, 25-1 with Stan James. 6, Dustin Johnson, 10-1 with Paddy Power. 5 is Phil Mickelson, 35-1 with Stan James. 4, Martin Laird, 45-1 with Coral. 3 is Ryan Palmer, 33-1 with Stan James. We've then got Charles Howell III, 66-1 available with Paddy Power. And then top of the shop, top of the predictor model, number one is Matt Kuchar, 25-1 with Coral. So Kuchar, Howell III, Ryan Palmer, Martin Laird and Phil Lefty Mickelson. Okay, on to my actual physical tips this week within my Valero Texas Open golf betting preview at Golf Betting System. Okay, now, if there's one thing that's atypical about this tournament, it's very hard to pick the winner. Stephen Bowditch, 350-1 last year. Year prior to that, Martin Laird, 100-1. Those are the kind of prices that, up until this point, have got the job done at TPC San Antonio, the AT&T Four Oaks course. Over and above that, but these actual tournaments were after Augusta. That's worth recognising. Ben Curtis was 150-1. Brandon Steele was 300-1. Adam Scott, the only real short price winner when he won here, that was played actually after TPC Sawgrass that year in 2010, 25-1 for Adam Scott. Now, that being said, and I cannot help myself this week, I apologise in advance, but I really cannot help myself. I've gone top of my particular preview this week for Jordan Spieth. 3 points the win at 17 to 2 even with Sporting Bet. Spieth won last time out his second PGA Tour event at Copperhead, and this is effectively his hometown tournament. He'll be focused, and don't forget, if we look back at the latter stages of 2014, Spieth went out to Australia, won the Australian Open, flew straight back to Florida for the for Tigers World Challenge and won that as well. When he gets in the mould, when he's got the confidence, which he has at the moment, he can win, and he can win lots of golf tournaments. I just think that of all of the elite players, yes, Phil Mickelson will be trying to find form. Zach Johnson could carry over some form from last week. But Spieth is going to be absolutely focused on getting the job done this week at a course where he finished 10th last year. So Jordan Spieth, 17-2. 3 points the win on Jordan Spieth for me. I'm then going for players of a longer price. Brandon Steele won here back in 2011. A point each way at 45-1 with Stan James. Then, second in the predictor model, ranked two, Charles Howell III. Never tend to pick him a lot, but his putter is starting to warm and he plays well in Texas, undoubtedly. He's just above the 100 mark in the world golf rankings, and that kind of player, that kind of rank, those kind of players seem to come to the fore at this tournament. A point each way, 66-1. Great ball striker who's playing a lot better with a putter right now. And then three triple digit prices for you. Jeff Ogilvy, half a point each way, 150-1 for the very talented Australian US Open winner. Luke Guthrie, half a point each way, 200-1 with Paddy Power, six places each way. And DA Points, half a point each way at 250-1 with Paddy Power. Again, six places each way. So those, I'll better recap quickly for you. Points, Guthrie, Jeff Ogilvy, Charles Howell III, Brandon Steele, or Brendan Steele, and Jordan Spieth. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show. I'll see you again next week for the Shell Houston Open. Goodbye.